This is Jeanette and Jay-John, Asian Pop Radio.
There are so many different ways you can listen to Asian Pop Radio via our website, asianpopradio.com. Download our app free via the App Store on iOS and Android. And you can catch our podcasts whenever you want, where you want them, when you want them, via iTunes. Just search for Asian Pop Radio. Now, please subscribe. And if you do subscribe to our podcast feed, we really hope you can rate and review us because that helps us out just mega heaps. I don't know if that's a word, but I'm going to go with it. Mega heaps. Asian Pop Radio on Podomatic and iTunes. Asian wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. As we do each week on a Monday, we cross to South Korea to hear from Chance at Korea FM. Hi, Chance.
Hey, everyone. I'm in South Korea.
All right. Well, what's happening in the news over there?
Well, yeah. So May 9th, that's going to be the special election to elect the next president. Park Geun-hye, of course, was impeached, jailed, and now indicted. We talked about this a lot last time, but I just want to mention that Moon Jae-in is really running away with this. His support's at 40%, while Ahn Cheol-soo, who's the other person I mentioned last week, is down to 24%. So it's really a two-way race between the liberal Moon Jae-in and the moderate Ahn Cheol-soo. But as I just mentioned, it's not even really a race anymore.
Right, yeah. So the gap is closing.
The gap's widening, I guess. But the point is that unless something crazy happened, looks like Moon Jae-in is going to take it. And of course, this is not a huge shock, as you know, it's either a liberal or a progressive in the top first or second spot. The conservatives are not having a great time here. As I mentioned, you know, Park Geun-hye, she's not doing very well right now, and they're probably taking a lot of that blame. And rightfully so. You know, she was part of their vote.
Wow. Well, I guess when we check in next week, it's going to be, we're just going to be on the edge of our seats.
That's right. Yeah, just about a week left. So, wow. Like I said, the writing's on the wall on this one. But I guess to stick sort of with politics, although it's definitely a different angle, the next story here, you know, if there wasn't enough going on with the U.S., China, and South and North Korea, of course, just a few weekends ago, everyone was worried, myself included, that something might happen. President Trump has shaken it all up again. He's now asked that South Korea pay $1 billion for this anti-missile system, THAAD, which, of course, people have been hearing about for quite some time. It's probably going to come online any day here in South Korea. They moved it up because of all the tensions that are going on with North Korea. North Korea, of course, tested another missile within the last couple days, but that was quickly a failure. So it's sort of like almost like a moot point to even bring that up. But this demand actually came back on April 27th in an interview with U.S. President Trump and Reuters, I believe, if I'm not incorrect. He also recently has been bringing up the idea of renegotiating or completely getting rid of the U.S.-South Korea free trade agreement, which is pretty par for the course for him. He's been talking about getting rid of lots of different things. Of course, all this has not gone over well in South Korea. Mm. And the government has been quick to point out that they have documents that were signed in the past that supposedly show that the U.S. would pay for pretty much everything, and the ROK would basically just supply the land.
Right.
They're trying to stick to the paperwork on this. Trump's a business guy. He should understand what a signed agreement would entail. So
I sense that President Trump favors the agreements that suit him more so than the other party.
Well, of course. And in all fairness, Trump, you know, I'm not a huge Trump supporter. As we mentioned, it's weird that I have to call him President Trump. But in all fairness to him, like any leader of any country is going to want deals that are more favorable for them.
Yeah.
The thing with Trump is that he's just very obvious about it, and he has pulled out of some agreements. You know, whether or not you like this tactic that he uses, he basically just yells at everyone until he gets what he wants.
Yeah.
So that's Trump being Trump.
There is quite a good few Americans that really do like the hard-hitting, freely speaking president of, you know, the way he carries himself, the style that he's brought on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a Trump supporter, but even I have to admit it is a nice change of pace to not have someone be so afraid of saying things.
Yeah.
Maybe I would appreciate if said things that I agreed with more often. But yeah, it's a nice change of pace. It definitely makes life a little bit more exciting to have a president who will say just about anything.
Quite interesting, because I think every country wants their leader and wants a leader, and you look at people in elections and you see that someone has leadership qualities, someone that's going to be someone we can be proud of, and you know, someone that can guide us. And most of the time, if those kinds of characters get into politics, I don't think it's too long before they sort of fall in line and become quite conservative and sort of peddle the line of the party and all that kind of stuff. But I think Trump is one one of the very few examples where it's the other way around, that they've continued on to go with the flow and throw their weight around.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that's coming up now, especially the 100-day mark, which just happened. Trump hasn't done a lot of the things that he actually wrote, sort of like a contract with the American voter, I think is how he phrased it. A lot of the things that he said he would do in the first 100 days have not happened. But in all fairness to him, some of the things he's still for just haven't gone forward yet. And some of the things he's sort of completely given up on. So it's a mixed bag with Trump.
What else is happening, fans?
Yeah, exactly. We got to stop talking about that guy. I guess we just jump from one topic to something that's sort of related. You know, Trump hates the media. Well, this is something that I've been saying for basically the past 4 years that I've been working in media in South Korea. I'm not happy to report this. You know, I've been saying this for a while, so I feel a little justified when things like this come on. For the seventh straight year, South Korea has been labeled only partly free for its media from Freedom House, which does these rankings all the time. There's another organization that also does something similar called Reporters Without Borders. South Korea, year on year, actually fell 1 point, but because they only give, you know, a certain amount of rankings, it's still labeled as partly free. And so using that rank, using all the different data that they throw out for that, it's pretty easy to see that press freedom actually has fallen during the Park Geun-hye administration. But of course, as I mentioned, now that she's impeached, jailed, recently indicted, it'll be interesting to see what happens with this ranking in the next couple years under whoever might be the new president. If you look at the data now, it looks like Moon Jae-in. And then something else that I want to add is I actually conducted original research on this a few years ago, and I wrote an academic paper, which was really long and really hard. While South Korea does have a very strong set of defamation penalties, you can get a lot of trouble if you get sued. It's also criminal defamation. It's really mid-level managers that seem to be driving censorship at major broadcasters and newspapers. So I got countless stories of people telling me it wasn't like there was some sort of company-wide verdict or something that they couldn't do. It was their direct or perhaps just one level up above that managers telling them they couldn't cover certain stories, or they had to cover it in a certain way, or once they submitted their work, it was then censored a little bit. And if that person was fired or moved to a different department, or if they quit, you know, et cetera, lots of different reasons to move that person around, it might change. It really just depended who that mid-level manager was. And so they really seemed to be the prime area where this censorship was emanating from. Once again, that was just my own research and my own experiences working here in South Korea. Yeah. So they do have very top-down, you know, constraints when it comes to defamation, and the government is also making trouble for different people at certain times. But those mid-level managers, and so it's not even really censorship, it's sort of self-censorship.
Yeah.
Companies not wanting to get in trouble, not wanting to rock the boat.
Exactly.
That's what I've experienced, and that's what I've seen. And I think that's the big problem here in South Korea.
Well, just playing it careful. And we know that news can't be like that. Sometimes you need to rock the boat. Sometimes you need to, you know, not toe the line.
Yeah. I mean, that's the idea, right? I mean, like, you know, if you're a reporter, if you're a journalist, you should be willing to lose your job or face some sort of bad stuff coming your way because, you know, that's what you chose. You know, I don't want people working in broadcasting and journalism who are just like, it's my job. I do what I can.
Yeah.
Obviously, sometimes those people will exist anywhere, but you want people who are willing to push the envelope. So
we might have to leave it there, because I think we've got a little bit over time. But how do we find out more information? How do we get to Korea FM?
Sure, yeah. So KoreaFM.net. You can also search for Korea FM in iTunes and all your other podcasting sources. In addition to the long-form interviews that we do 1, 2, 3, depends on the week, Korean news updates. And those, of course, appear on the Asian Pop Radio podcast as well.
Thanks so much, Chance.
Yeah, good luck with the bad weather.
Yeah, we'll do what we can. We find a way to get through. Asian Pop Radio.